Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Mark Arbogast, who is the Vice President of Sales at Bentley Prince Street. How are you doing this morning, Mark?
I'm just ducky. Thank you, Kemp. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I understand. I know you're based out of New York, but I understand you're out in Seattle now.
I'm out in Seattle at the moment. Yes, we're working on putting together a lunch presentation for a large A&D firm. Just with the responsibility of being VP of Sales, I kind of travel all over, so I'm going to be in San Francisco and L.A. later in the week.
You know, I used to have a sales role, and I know when the boss comes to town, you really kick it in, set up a lot of appointments. So you've got to travel, otherwise none of your folks will work, right?
You know, I come to try and help them carry the samples and set up, and okay. I expect them to be working even when I'm not here.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
It's good to hear that you were in sales. Funny story, my daughter asked me something. Somebody asked me, and my daughter was with me. I said I was a traveling salesman, and she asked me if I had any jokes. I said, no, and you're too young to hear them anyway.
That's right, that's right. You know, there's a couple things I wanted to talk to you about. The main reason I want to talk to you is you've been in the news lately, actually, with your reorganization of your sales force, but let's get to that in a minute. You know, since I've got you on the phone and you're out there in the commercial market, tell me how it is out there. Is it getting a little softer, or are things still going pretty strongly?
You know, there's a lot of talk about it softening up. I think it's almost mental. Overall, it is soft, and we've seen some projects that, you know, started from the ground and have been put on hold now. There's a lot of business out there, too, and it's just a matter of just being really focused, working hard, and making sure that our sales force is out there talking to the decision makers and the right people.
So you say, let me just mirror what you were saying. It is a little softer.
It is a little softer. You know, we try and get up a little earlier, work a little harder and later. I mean, there's tremendous opportunities for growth in hospitality and lodging. I mean, that's booming. There are certain areas of the country which, the West Coast in particular, seems to still be booming. There hasn't been a slowdown as much proportionately. Plus, there's also always and continues to be a lot of growth in the healthcare market and the education market. And like I said, I mean, there's still a lot of corporate projects that are going forward and that will continue to go forward.
All right. So you just covered hospitality. You just covered healthcare. Those two, you say, are pretty strong. Tell me, well, what about education, retail? What are you seeing out there in that area?
Education and retail. I mean, retail is always a great opportunity because those folks are always changing and freshening up their looks. I think as consumer spending softens up a little bit, I know that it affects retail and that everybody's looking forward already in August to the Christmas season. And so the folks in retail have a real compelling interest to pull customers in, so they freshen up and they take a look at their floor covering, they take a look at their wall, their art, their branding, their overall, you know, that moment of first impression when you're standing in a store looking down into the merchandise, whether you walk in or not. They're trying to make it as inviting as possible. I would say in a lot of instances, even with the slowdown in consumer spending in retail, we can see those folks spending more money to try and get the customers back in. And also, you know, for us, Kemp, the environmental issues and sustainability has never been more in the forefront, and Bentley Prince Street has always been such a leader in the sustainability movement on the manufacturing end. In fact, our manufacturing facility, City of Industry, California, is the only carpet manufacturing facility in North America that's LEED Silver certified for existing buildings. So, you know, on all of those issues, we just are working hard to maintain our business and to grow our market share.
Yeah, you know, actually, in that whole LEED certification, you guys have the manufacturing silver, and I think Armstrong has a office building gold, but I think the two of you are the only ones that have an...
Oh, is that right? I didn't know about Armstrong, but yeah. Obviously, you know, it's a little different for an office building than it is for a manufacturing facility.
That's right.
And for us, it was a tremendous learning experience,
yeah.
Not only for what we had to do. And our building was built in 1964,
mm-hmm.
And so it's not only what we had to do to modernize that building and make it compliant with LEED EB certification criteria, it gave us a real good understanding of what our customers have to go through when they're going through the LEED process and the decisions that they have to make and adhere to be able to achieve that as well.
All right. So, you know, one of the things along the lines of you guys being EB certified, I understand you have a worm farm out back.
Yeah, we do. We're working on composting. Kim Matsoukas is our sustainability person. We recycle everything. We have composting now. We use green tag electricity. We have a solar panel, which was the first one in the carpet industry. Out in our parking lot, we get anywhere from 3 to 6% of our electricity, depending on the cloud cover in the day and the time of year and angle of the sun. Funny story about the composting, you brought up the worms, and I don't know if you heard this one, but when we first started the compost heap, you know, a lot of, you know, we take all our food garbage, we separate it, we put it out there, and in the beginning, we just dumped all the coffee grounds out there too, and being a manufacturing facility and being a sales organization, we all like to drink a lot of coffee, so we had an enormous amount of coffee grounds, and we ended up actually, the worms kind of burned up by eating the coffee grounds, so we had to find another thing to do with them so that the worms weren't bouncing off the ceiling.
You had to dial back the coffee, huh?
Dial back the coffee, yeah. Okay. That's probably 50% of our composting there, and we have to work that out.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk real quick about one of the reasons I called. So you've just announced that you've reorganized your sales force. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have. What we've done is we've put together a reorganization structure to let our sales managers be closer to our customers, and rather than having you know, a manager with a lot of direct reports, 15, 20 reports for salespeople in a big geographic area, we've moved to 9 major market regions where we have major market managers that are sales-focused managers. They're working with a smaller number of salespeople, some of them as small as 5 to 8. And the rationale and the reason behind that is to get our management team more engaged with our customers, our dealers, the A&D community, working hand-in-hand with the sales force every step of the way so that we can get more traction in the marketplace, also be more responsive, provide better service. And it's kind of it's not old school. Obviously, it's been a transition for us. It was a, you know, very strategic, methodical decision with Anthony Minetti's leadership as president of Bentley Prinstreet for us to engage our sales force and put together a management structure that that responds to where we are in 2008 and beyond. We just felt like we had a management structure from the last century, if you will, and we felt like although everybody in the carpet industry seems to have their management structure similar to what we just moved away from, we feel that this strategic decision and this deployment of some of our better resources, basically we're taking our management team, and rather than being at 30,000 feet, we're getting them lower to the ground. So they're at 500 feet and working with the sales force more intensely, more directly, and with a smaller number of direct reports.
Well, Mark, let me ask you. It says in the information piece that I've got that you're going to 9 regional sales managers and eventually maybe to 12. What were you before you reorganized?
We had 4 regional RVPs,
okay.
Regional vice presidents, yeah. And that's, you know, pretty much the de rigueur structure. That's the pro set offense, if you will, that most carpet mills use.
Right.
And so we've gone to 9. They're not regions. We call them 9 major markets.
Okay.
And, you know, they're structured all throughout the country in the major markets like New England, New York, the South, the Southwest, you know, Los Angeles and California, and Northern California being the Bay West with Nevada.
Just to mirror what you were just saying, you've got more teams out there, smaller teams. But do you have generalists or specialists? I mean, I know there's certain mills out there that have people that focus on certain sectors in the commercial market. Do your guys really focus geographically or by market, or how do you break that?
Well, it's by major market. Like I said, whether it's, you know, Dallas, Texas, or Seattle, Washington, or New York, Baltimore. Mm-hmm. But as far as generalist versus specialist, there's been different combinations, and different mills have tried different things, and it's, you know, based on their technology, their reach, their positioning in the marketplace. Different structures work for different mills or for different product types, for example. While I wouldn't say we're generalists, we're specialized across all market segments. Bentley Prinstreet provides broadloom and modular tile carpet products. Mm-hmm. We provide for corporate, hospitality, education, healthcare, lodging. I mean, there's no market segment that we don't have the appropriate products for, and we coach and train our sales force, and this is another, you know, rationale behind the new sales management reorganization. We coach and train our sales force to be able to sell in all of those avenues rather than just be channel-driven. Like, I know some mills have a healthcare representative, and all they do is healthcare. It doesn't make sense to us to take somebody in Dallas, send them to Phoenix, Arizona, to call on a healthcare customer, especially in, when you're looking at the whole, you know, Kemp, we've been talking about the economy and the marketplace and the decisions and the way our customers have, you know, changed and evolved in their purchasing process. We're also looking at, and this is kind of a spin-off, almost an unintended consequence, although it was intended that we would get our folks closer to the ground, less reports, more intimate with the sales force and our customers. In these days of air travel, I travel around all the time, and it's gotten more expensive, more delayed flights, harder to get, you know, around the country. By keeping folks in a more localized area, we think we'll have a bigger impact. We'll take away some of that travel time.
Now, let me ask you one more question because we're about to run out of time. I was going to ask you, I know at Bentley Prince Street you guys are now manufacturing modular carpet on the West Coast. And so, you know, my question along product is, we all know that modular is the strong category right now. Are you seeing within your own company a big shift away from Baldloom and over to modular?
No, not really. I mean, modular is obviously a growing category. We've been producing modular tile since the 90s. We would make our carpet product and then ship it to our sister company, Interface. Now we've built our own tile line, so we control our own destiny in the city of industry. We have still tremendous growth in our Broadloom business and in our opportunities. And if you look, whereas there's still a lot of use of modular tile in corporate, and now sometimes even in healthcare and hospitality, there's always corridors, condos, there's so much explosive growth, there's conference rooms, CEO offices. Modular is not the answer for every application and for every customer. And that's the reason that we have our portfolio the way that it is, and that's the rationale behind us designing our products and the performance features and the integrity of the Bentley Prince Street product in both the modular and the Broadloom formats.
Okay, all right. Well, we're about out of time, but it's great to get you on the line to explain exactly what's been going on from your sales reorganization and what's going on in the marketplace. We've been talking to Mark Arbogast. He's Vice President of Sales with Bentley Prince Street, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.